Next patient is Romer Valerie. That's R-O-M-E-R. Romer, R-O-M-E-R, Romer. Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Valerie. Date of birth is 7173. Date of visit is 3/31/22. Please make a copy for primary physician, please. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 48-year-old obese female with a history of COPD, has been short of breath with exertion, and has been using a Trilogy Ellipta inhaler on a regular basis. The patient also had a CAT scan which showed evidence of bilateral lung nodules with the largest in the right upper lobe measuring 6 millimeters, which is a lobulated nodule and possible cavitation. The patient had a previous chest CT which showed a similar appearance. And was investigated by a pulmonary group in Delaware. She does complain of occasional cough with some wheezing. And she denies any yellow sputum, fevers, chills, night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD and chronic bronchitis, and a history for arthritis and bipolar disorder, as well as restless leg syndrome, migraines and degenerative disc disease, and chronic fatigue. She had a C-section in 97, lumbar disc fusion in July 12. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Presently is disabled. She worked in a DuPont factory and has been exposed to dust, chemicals, and radioactive material. Next paragraph. Let's see. Can you also add in the habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 10 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to Symbicort, Prozac, Abilify, Amitriptyline, Cyclobenzaprine. Next paragraph. Family history. She is adopted. Next paragraph. System review. Patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has now got cataracts or glaucoma. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has some urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has occasional cough. She has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. Denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Medication list. Trelegy, Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Ropinirole, 2 milligrams daily. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams PRN. Bupropion XL, 300 milligrams daily. Escitalopram, 20 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID. Next, for physical exam, that's moderately overweight. Middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor, ictus, sinus, or superficial edema. Blood pressure, 130 by 80, pulse is 78, as patient 16. Temperature 97 to weight is 202, saturation 97. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils react on equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. With occasional wheeze is scattered. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no calf. Extremities reveal mild edema of the left leg. No lesions, no calf tenderness, reflects in the 1+. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. It's COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is bipolar disorder. Number three is chronic arthritis. Number four is right upper lobe lung nodule. And next paragraph, plan the patient down. We'll get a CT chest for follow-up on the lung nodules. So we'll continue using the Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff a day. CBC, complete metabolic profile, TSH, and SED rate to be done. And a complete pulmonary function study to be done as well. And a follow-up is approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for primary physician. Thank you. Let's talk. This is up.